Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Are you ready for the one seed, Keith?
Oh, I am ready for the one seed. I am absolutely ready. What a night last night was. That was a good win for the Patriots.
I'm moving past the division a little bit. That's done now after last night.
Oh, the division? Please.
Divisions.
The division's long over. They clinched. Are there t-shirts at the store?
Good question.
Hats?
Jones and Keith, AFC East playoff predictor.
Here's an idea.
Yeah.
Get a AFC East division winning shirt, but in that nor'easter blue.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's real nice.
The AFC East runs through Foxborough.
Yeah, no, I think
that was most of our audience.
I want the hat. I want the shirt. I want the pants, the helmet, all of it.
I'm on to the one seed because the division, done.
It's a wrap.
Over and done.
It's a wrap.
If somehow Burrow beat the Pats this weekend and the Bills won last night on Thursday Night Football, you're looking at that Buffalo game going, okay, that's a big one. Bills are still in the mix. And I don't know how realistic it would have been that they lost to Burrow, and obviously the Bills already lost. But going into Thursday Night Football last night, if you're telling me the Bills are still alive, sure. They're done. I mean, that team is done, dead. In terms of the division, I'm not telling you they can't make the playoffs. I'm not telling you they can't even win a playoff game or two. But in terms of the AFC East,
yeah,
the Pats are winning. It's done now.
Yeah, I would say that it is absolutely done. So the Patriots are 9-2. The Bills are 7-4. Even if the Patriots lose the next game with the Bills, there goes the direct head-to-head tiebreaker, right? But the next tiebreaker after that, if they somehow finish with the same record, so that would mean that the Bills have to win out, the Pats would have to lose a game to the Bills and another game, yep. Maybe the Ravens, maybe whatever.
Yeah, say they lose to Buffalo and Baltimore, the Bills have to win out, and then the next tiebreaker is?
Division. Which the Patriots to this point are undefeated. So let's say they lose that other Buffalo game. That'd be one loss in the division.
They'd be five and one. Bills already have two. They lost to the Dolphins and you.
Okay. So they have the tiebreaker then. So basically they need to win out and the Patriots need to lose three times. You see three losses on the schedule there for the Patriots?
No.
My God, no.
I'm not even positive I see two.
You might not see two.
I think they're going to split with the Ravens and Bills.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, break those up however you want. For the Bills, the best case scenario would be the Bills beat them head-to-head.
Yeah.
I see one more loss, maybe two. I definitely don't see three.
No, it's pretty wild. But, yeah, that's it. I think the Bills are definitely a playoff team still. You know, you're looking at some of the other ones, like, we had on our big board yesterday with the, you know, the Jaguars and the Texans and the Chargers and the Chiefs and the Ravens and all those teams. But just kind of pushing the Bills down there a little bit. Now you have those top three quarterbacks that are all going to be fighting for their lives to make the playoffs. Like, Lamar Jackson, I think, still has an outside chance to win his division because the division's bad. But I don't think Mahomes or Allen are winning their divisions.
The Bills are not as good as they've been. It's all on Josh Allen,
who didn't even have a good game. So you're not going to win if he doesn't have a good game.
I mean, the Bills had... I thought Fitzpatrick did a great job highlighting this last night on Thursday Night Football. They had one play on offense. It was the James Cook touchdown. And that's it.
He's good. He's fast.
They had the one, but and it was like a third and short goal line Houston defense.
They love that swing pass just because it worked against the Bucks. They love that pass to the sideline.
But James Cook, it was like a goal line defense. He broke through the line. There was nobody back there. I'm not saying it doesn't count, but that was the one play they had on offense. They had a kick return for a touchdown, sick Ray Davis touchdown. They didn't do anything.
No.
They didn't do anything all night long.
They picked up a 4th-and-27.
Oh, that was sick. It's all on Josh Allen.
That's it.
It's all on Josh Allen. And that Houston defense, the Jones and Keith standings tried to warn you.
Oh, my God. We're all over it.
If there's anything.
We told you. Like, look at this team.
If there's anything we learned from the hours and hours of math that we did on the Jones and Keith standings to basically come up with the same AFC standings, it's that Houston's actually kind of good. And Buffalo, little overrated. Go back and really look at Buffalo and what they've done this year. They started 4-0, Keith.
Yes, they did.
And
one real win in there.
They should have lost to Baltimore week one. That was a crazy comeback.
Yeah.
But give them that. That was Lamar Jackson.
Yeah,
that was the Ravens at full strength.
Good week one game.
Then the next three, they smoked the Jets. They beat Miami. They actually were losing to New Orleans late in that game, but they ended up beating New Orleans. So those are 3-0 wins.
Yep.
Lost two straight. Pats at home and then at Atlanta.
The Falcons.
Where they scored 14 points.
Correct.
They had the bye week. They smoked Carolina.
Uh-huh.
Then they beat Kansas City. That's a real win.
Good win.
Since then, they've lost to Miami. They beat Tampa. They lost to Houston. So there are some good wins in there.
Yeah.
But they have dropped 4 of their last 7.
They've also lost 3 road games, and they're not going to have any home games, I don't think, in the playoffs.
Look at their last 4 road games. They scored 40 against Carolina. The other 3 losses, 14 against Atlanta, 13 against Miami, 19 against Houston, and 7 of those were a special teams touchdown.
By the way, they still have to go to Pittsburgh. They obviously are going to come to New England, and then they have another game at Cleveland, which they should win. They also have a home game against Philadelphia still remaining on the schedule. So we're talking about what would have to happen if the Bills win out. They're not going to win out. They play the Pats and the Eagles in a road game against Pittsburgh. Like I don't think they're going to win out. This is funny because I remember, I think it was 2 years ago, there was talk because the Bills had like lost the game or whatever about if their window had closed. And Jim Nance, for some reason, got all defensive about it. And Jim Rantz and Romo were talking about, like, what are you talking about? They still got Josh Allen, this, that, and the other thing. And, like, what a crazy statement. I would suggest the window is never open. Like, they never made the Super Bowl.
Good point.
Right? Like, they've made, a couple conference championship games. They've lost those ones.
It's never truly open.
No. Like, what are you talking about? Like, at least Burrow's been to a Super Bowl. Like, Josh Allen's never made the Super Bowl. And now they've taken a giant step backwards. It's just him. They've done a really poor job at surrounding him with pieces. They don't have a great defense. Like, even Kansas City, you got to give them credit. Like, over the time that Mahomes was there, they did invest in defense. Like, they had Chris Jones. Like, they improved on it. They have no receivers to speak of in Buffalo at all.
Nope.
Their defense has gotten worse, it feels like. And it's Josh Allen and a little bit of James Cook and nothing else. We do the exercise every Friday before the Patriots play their opponent. Like, what player would you want off the other team? And with the Bills, for a team that was predicted to like go to the Super Bowl by some people, it's amazing. They really don't have a lot of options.
To our credit, in week 5, we played that game. We're like, anybody but Josh Allen.
Yeah.
We played that game, and it's like, there isn't much.
It's
and I remember being surprised. Like, there are not a lot of realistic options on that roster. It's a sneaky, bad roster.
Even more credit to us.
More credit.
This preseason, I remember this was a classic Would You Rather Wednesday question. Because this is before we knew what the Patriots...
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Receiving core was going to be in the season. But, you know, especially with Diggs being on the Pats now, we asked the question, would you rather have the Pats wideouts or the Bills wideouts? And you're like, wait a minute. Not really that close. Pats wideouts.
It's really not.
And
even
we weren't
a debate.
Even super high then on them. We didn't see Diggs be this healthy. We didn't see Kayshon Booty really emerge. So
we didn't know Mac Hollins was going to be this good.
All that stuff. And so, even then, like on paper, you're like, the Bills receivers are pretty bad.
No, they're bad. I mean, Tony Shavers led them in receiving a couple of weeks ago. I don't
Tony
even know who that
Shavers.
Is.
Was Keon Coleman a first or second round pick?
I think he was
either
a high
way,
second.
He's a bust.
I also
high
think
second.
He's second. Yeah.
Did you see him yesterday on the field? So he's a healthy
on
scratch.
On the sideline, yeah.
Pre-game.
Oh, no.
He's on the field. Bills minority owner Tracy McGrady talked to him for like several minutes.
Nice.
He was probably like, dude, get your head out of your ass. So he like missed practice or was late to practice 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And he's been a healthy scratch back-to-back weeks.
Was he puking at the casino like CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens?
Dude, those guys had good games.
He wasn't puking.
Those guys, he can handle his
don't
liquor.
Don't disrespect him like that, Jones.
He said he can handle his liquor.
That...
It's a good story. They didn't play right away, but then they played well.
I have a lot of stories that I really like that are going on. Like, yeah. J.J. McCarthy, 9.
Loser.
Like, his alter ego and, like, his neurological pathways that he's been talking about. I like that story.
He's a loser.
CeeDee Lamb barfing his brains out at, what was the casino again?
I don't know,
the casino off the top of my head.
Did he play his tail off or what?
Well, no, he dropped a touchdown late.
They won going away, and I'm pretty sure he had a monster game.
He got benched to start that game. Yeah, what was the casino? Red Rock Casino.
Red Rocks
barfing his brains out with George Pickens the night before the game.
Maybe somebody slipped him a Mickey.
I like that story. Yeah. I also like A.J. Brown being like, yeah, I guess if you're saying I fell off, I guess Saquon's falling off too. It's like, that is a mess.
Their team is wild.
There's a lot of good stories in the NFL.
Juicy stories. Meanwhile, the Patriots just cruising.
Well, I was going to say, the headline might be the Bills are dead. In the AFC East, the Bills are dead.
The window that was never opened has now been shut.
Twitch chat said it might have been unlocked. They were never good enough to open
it. Maybe they unlocked the window and they're now's our time.
Look,
Mahomes is here.
Josh Allen is awesome.
Yes.
No complaints about Josh Allen.
Yeah.
They've done nothing
so
to surround him.
So was Dan Marino. Marino was awesome.
They've done nothing to surround him. And I didn't think Allen was particularly good last night.
Well,
he's frustrated.
No, no.
He was constantly slamming his helmet. He took that 118-yard sack that was a brilliant, like, just effort play by Will Anderson.
Will Anderson's nice.
Will Manderson is what he was last night, Keith. He was a man.
Are you trying to start that? Or
I don't, has it
else?
Already been started?
No.
Well, I would guess it's already been done. You don't think that's been taken?
I don't think so.
Well, then
I think that's
copyright. Copyright that.
You can have it.
Make those t-shirts.
Will Manderson?
Will Manderson is what he was last night because he was a man. That play,
yeah,
though, where he had Josh Allen wrapped up. And Allen circled back around and Anderson still got him.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
No, he's nice.
So,
no, but like that Texans team, you're like, huh? Like, you kind of like side-eye them. You're like, that's a good defense.
I told you yesterday.
I know. You're high on the Texans.
I wanted Houston to cover. I said,
did you end up taking a money line?
No, I should have.
Coward.
No, no, no. Oh, definitely not money line. I didn't even pick him to cover. Keith, I didn't touch.
You didn't even touch the game?
No, I didn't even touch
him. You were talking all this noise about, like, you know what? If they had C.J. Stroud, I'd pick him to win the game.
Okay, well, they didn't, so
well,
I
did. Davis Neck Mills, they're calling
Davis Mills over C.J. Stroud.
I said, well,
Davis Mills got to keep
him. He got his neck.
You got to keep him in there.
So
how about Nick Cayley call him?
I said, if they had C.J. Stroud, I'd take a money line. They didn't, so I did it.
But you said I still like him points.
Well, you asked me to make a pick. I said I like him with the points last night. So that defense
should have gone with your gun.
Oh, I should have.
Yeah,
that defense is unreal, and I'm not moved. I still think Denver's a better defense.
Same.
They said 18,000 times on the broadcast, "This is the number one defense in the NFL." This is the number one defense in the NFL. And I started the game going, "It's Denver," and at the end of the game, I still think it's Denver. But yeah. I was like, "I see what you guys were talking about." That defense
is
it's
legit.
Danielle Hunter and Will Manderson is an unreal combination, and. They didn't just frustrate Josh Allen. They had him completely flustered last night.
Yeah.
So a lot of good stories going on.
I'm having an orgasm over Twitch.
Okay, I was going to bring this up.
Yeah. yeah, who's playing better right now?
Text line and Twitch chat are they're calling for you, Susan.
Susan. She couldn't have watched last night.
Susan, no offense, but proof of life, we want to hear from you out there.
I hate the media.
The people want to hear from you, Susan.
Yeah, they do.
And again, just again, proof of life. We're just checking.
Drake May.
No offense. Now, do not take that personally. We're just checking.
Yeah, yeah.
But the people want to hear from Susan.
Give us a shout. Our number hasn't changed. Yeah, that Texans team, looking at it, they started the year 0-3. And then so they've turned it around quite a bit.
And I don't have it in front of me. I'm pulling up now. But who did they start by losing to?
Rams, Bucks, Jaguars.
Yeah. You're like, okay. Yeah. Like that's all of a sudden those are three games where you look back and you go, yeah. Okay, well they didn't start the year on time and there were three tough matches.
They also lost to Seattle and Denver.
And they needed a last second field goal to beat the Titans.
Did that.
Well, did they beat them?
They beat them twice. They've already beaten Tennessee twice.
Yeah, they played Tennessee twice. I mean, that'll fatten up your win total.
They split with Jacksonville. They also beat San Francisco. And they beat Baltimore. But I'm pretty sure that was a Lamar game.
That was without Lamar.
No, yeah, right. But, I mean, beating Buffalo on Thursday Night Football, that's a big win. How about this, though, for the Texans? At Indianapolis, at Kansas City, the next 2 weeks.
Eeks. Well, or they haven't
even played Indy yet, so they got two games with Indy.
Is Daniel Jones going
to
play?
I think the other way to look at it is they can do a lot of work for you. Like, do you think the Colts are sitting there wanting to play that team, or the Chiefs want to play that team? Hell no.
I bet the Texans and Colts split. They have two games left against each other. I bet they split, which is good news for the Patriots. That opens the door up even more for the number one seed.
That Texans team might do a lot of your dirty work to getting the one seed, what they might do in the case of Indianapolis, and maybe in the case of knocking the Chiefs out of the postseason. And they just gave you the division last night.
The Bills have got to be sitting there being like, all right, we waited 20 years for Tom Brady to leave the division because the division just wasn't up for grabs for 20 years. And then now's our time. We have Josh Allen. We now have this division's version of Tom Brady for the next wave. And they won a few division titles. They won a few playoff games. They never made the Super Bowl because he had Patrick Mahomes. But now all of a sudden you have another stud quarterback in your division. And you're losing these games. You lost the head-to-head game already, but now you can't even hold on. Year two of Drake May and the Buffalo Bills can't win the division? That's got to be pretty rough.
That's going to stick in your craws what that's going to do. So lots of ways to get in touch here today. 617-779-7937. Susan, that's your number. You know it. You can also interact on the text line. Same on Twitter and Instagram, at Jones and Keefe. Our hashtag Hoss of the Week is a Houston Texan. Herb Street said, Trent Brown these days is 390.
Before breakfast.
Yeah, I'll take the over on that. But Trent Brown, former Patriot and current Houston Texan, our Hoss of the Week. Mm-hmm. You can seek that out at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. Watch along and chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always, and I mean always, a healthy chat going on Twitch. Same on YouTube. You can watch there. You can chat there. Just subscribe to WEEI. A reminder, Football Talk on WEEI, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local game live every Sunday, all season long. Just visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. After Trending with Billy Lanny, let's get to the latest on Joe Burrow. That's next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.